Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. The first of two arraignments in Brooklyn federal court today on the latest scandal involving sports betting. Mac Rosenberg was at the courthouse when a pitcher for the Cleveland Guardians told a judge, "I didn't do it."
An enormous risk of flight with significant monetary resources and connections to the Dominican Republic is how the judge described Luis Ortiz before imposing location monitoring and a gambling restriction. Prosecutors say Dominican gamblers teamed up with Ortiz and Guardians teammate Emmanuel Clase, bribing them with thousands if they threw the types of pitches they bet on. And the indictment says those bettors made out with at least $460,000 in winnings. In one example, the indictment says Clase arranged for Ortiz to throw a rigged pitch, and both were paid $5,000. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And people are going, these are millionaires. What do they need with that? In any event, innocent folks, innocent till found guilty. Clase will be in court tomorrow, by the way, for his arraignment, the scandal following another high-profile betting and gambling scandal announced a couple of weeks ago involving a pair of NBA athletes, including a head coach. Over to New Jersey now, and police found a loaded handgun inside the book bag of a student trying to get inside a high school. Officials say the 17-year-old was trying to get it into Great Oaks Charter School this morning when the firearm set off the metal detector at the entrance. Nobody injured. The teenager was taken into custody. That incident is still under investigation. Police on the hunt for a man, meantime, they say stole nearly $10,000 of merch from a trading card store owned by Super Bowl champ Tom Brady. Say the guy walked into the store in Nolita last month, tried to make a purchase with a credit card. When that card declined, police say the man started messing with the card reader and was able to make the transaction go through without the cashier noticing he didn't actually pay. How did that happen? Anyway, the man left the store with thousands of dollars in baseball and Pokemon cards and ran down Lafayette Avenue. Police asking anybody with information to call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-577-TIPS. Police on the hunt for a burglar, meantime, they say is responsible for dozens of robberies across Manhattan and the Bronx.
A two-wheeled armed bandit and his driver hitting the Bronx, Manhattan, on a robbery spree. 17 incidences between September and November. No age off limits. They've robbed teenagers through senior citizens, showing a gun, sometimes hitting the victim on the head, taking cash, jewelry, and even another guy's moped. The last time they struck this week, cops say they were able to pull surveillance video and get a picture of one of them. In Lower Manhattan, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New York City getting a makeover, hopefully a way to cut down on rat sightings. The city council expected to pass a bill that would bring trash containers to streets all over the Big Apple. The bill requires residential buildings between 10 and 30 units to put their garbage in bins that sit out on the street and also choose to store their trash in regular bins. This comes after a pilot program in Harlem spearheaded by city council member Sean Abreu. He tells us,
folks are not seeing as many rats. In some places, they're seeing none. We have seen, based off of 311 complaints, that rat sightings have plummeted significantly. And we expect that trend to continue citywide, especially as we implement trash containerization.
While the bill would take effect the second it's passed, no building has to follow the rules until the sanitation folks roll out the start dates. Former aide to New York governors is two New York governors heading to court now. Linda Sun and her husband, Chris Hugh, are facing a mountain of allegations. Prosecutors say the pair helped people commit visa fraud and illegally profited from the state's bulk purchase of face masks during the pandemic. Sun has held several posts in state government over her 15-year career. She was the deputy chief of staff to current governor Kathy Hochul. Get it together, Mullins. And the deputy diversity officer under former governor Andrew Cuomo. Opening statement started yesterday in Brooklyn federal court. Sun and her husband have both pled not guilty to bribery and charges related to a mask scheme. Judge Brian Kogan says he's expecting the trial to take several weeks. Federal officers caught on video conducting an enforcement operation uptown in Manhattan today. City Council member Sean Abreu posted the video on social, saying ICE agents pulled somebody out of their car on 157th Street in Broadway.
Show your faces! Show your faces!
In the post, Abreu told residents on the Upper West to stay on alert and look out for their neighbors. It isn't super clear what's happening in the video, but Abreu tells officers, he tells us that officers detained somebody.
These ICE agents wouldn't even identify themselves, that they hide behind the mask to hide behind the atrocities that are really happening because of their actions. We are keeping a watchful eye, and we're doing everything that we can to keep New Yorkers safe.
We've reached out to Homeland Security for comment. Out on Long Island, a crew of armed robbers indicted after they lured a 17-year-old, allegedly with the promise of buying high-end clothes, and pulled a gun out on him and made off with the loot. Suffolk County DA says Isaac Brutus and Aubrey Van Dunk, along with two minors, agreed to meet the teen outside of an apartment complex in Middle Island, saying they'd sell him luxury clothes. Well, Brutus allegedly tried to steal the victim's car, and when the 17-year-old tried to stop him, the robbers pulled out guns. It says here, a fight broke out, and all four took off with around $6,000 worth of merch. Police were able to track the crew down with the help from a police dog. They were all hit with a slew of charges, including robbery.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.